Welcome back to the Section 408 podcast, and today we are going to be reacting to Nebraska's tough 30-27 defeat at the hands of the Michigan Wolverines. Was a good game yesterday. Nebraska hung in there and gave it their very best, but they came up short. It's going to be a pretty good episode. So here's kind of how it's going to work. We're going to talk about our positive takeaways from the game. If you know me personally, you'll know that I tend to get kind of negative after losses like this. So I'm going to try and be as unbiased as I can and try and see the silver lining in this tough loss. First, off the top of your head, do you have any positive takeaways that you want to mention?
I am perfect in my choosing of the schedule so far with my predictions.
You are.
So that's a good start. But other than that, Dylan Raiola played well. I know he had a bad pick. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get into it, but yeah, that's it so far.
Yeah, that was my first major positive. I think he's definitely a top 10 quarterback in college football. Like watching him yesterday, the dude's a baller. He's only played, I think, 17 games in college, and he's, you know, fearlessly making throws. Obviously, some of the sacks might have been his fault. A lot were not, but he's, I think, maybe the second best quarterback they've had this century. I mean, you have to give it to Eric Crouch because he won a Heisman Trophy. But I'd say he's definitely the best passer they've had this century. And he's going to be the reason they win a lot of games this year. And he keeps me excited for the future of this program.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Like you mentioned, 7 sacks, ridiculous. Don't think it was all his fault. Maybe one or two he could have done something differently, but I'm not going to blame him for 7 sacks. I'm going to blame the offensive line. But like you mentioned, like he's a really good passer. I feel confident in his ability to make throws, make tough throws, make throws when it counts, big time situations or downs or whatever it may be. And so, like you said, I'm pretty optimistic about his future. My only thing is like, like if this season, like, doesn't go great, is there a possibility he like transfers? That's just a slight thought in the back of my mind. I sure hope not, but it's just a slight thought in the back of my mind.
Yeah, that's a worry that I had too. Like if they go 7-5, like would he want to leave? But then at the same time, like I think they're aware of that because he's thrown the ball a lot these first 4 games. I think they're trying to get him all the reps he could ask for. So that way, you know, he can only look in the mirror at the end of the season. But he wants to win a championship, and it really is important that they can piece together some wins. But we're going to talk about that later. The next positive I have to take away from this game is, if we're being honest, Michigan is still really good, right? I mean, they have a bunch of guys that played in the national championship game from like a year and a half ago. Michigan recruits in the top 10, and I mean, they've been one of the best teams in college football. Not to mention they beat Ohio State last year and Alabama. So, like, this is not some, you know, Northwestern-type team that you lost to. They're still a really good team. And so, I mean, you kind of saw – I saw this one person say that Michigan has recruited – out-recruited Nebraska for years now. And you saw it catch up to them yesterday in the lines. So that was one thing. Like, you hung with a really good team. Would you feel the same way or not really?
Yeah, 100%. They had the top quarterback recruit in the last – what is that, 2026 draft, or not draft class, but recruiting class. And so that shows you how good and like persuading they can be in terms of recruits. But yeah, like you mentioned, they did hang with them. I think they should have won. I think the difference, like, I think we're in a text thread together that I mentioned, was that it shows you the difference between good teams and great teams. And not saying Michigan is like going to win the national championship, but they definitely have a chance to maybe sneak into the college football playoff if they continue to win. But I think it just shows you the difference between the good teams and the great teams. And then I just think Nebraska was on the good side in this situation, which is unfortunate, and Michigan was on the great side. So I think there's slightly less gap between the two teams, but the gap was noticeable and it showed during the game.
Yeah, and then the last kind of positive I wanted to mention was, like, it's clear that Nebraska was playing hard, even though they made some mistakes. Like, they showed up and they weren't scared. They didn't come out flat, and like they hung with this team, which in years past, they might have got blown out by Michigan, right? Or by other teams of this caliber. And so it just shows, like you were saying, that when they come out and they're playing hard and they're not worried about making mistakes, they can hang with these teams. There's still a bit of a gap, but they can hang with them. And then the defense played pretty well for most of the game. They just gave up those big plays. So, I mean, you take away those big plays, the defense played pretty well. But it's like, I felt like first and second down, they had them. Okay, it was third and 12, third and 10, and then they would break one. So if you just stop breaking those on third down and long, then you might have had a different game. So I'm not as pessimistic about the defense as I was.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, they probably only had like four or five good runs. It's just those runs were, three of them were for like 35-plus yard touchdowns. So that doesn't really help the team out. But yeah, I think the defense is good enough. I wouldn't say it's great. I think it's good enough to play and win big game situations. I also think it's not all on the defense. They did enough to win this game. There are some points missed on special teams with a couple missed field goals and just like bad timely playing. And I'm not even talking that first drive of the game where they went on in fourth and two. I'm not even mad about that one. I think they did the right thing. But it's like, or like, had you taken the three, like, what would it have been? And I don't know. But definitely that one missed field goal was the difference between maybe overtime and losing.
Yeah, and on that note, we're going to get into the negative now. So I was looking on Reddit and Twitter. I don't call it X, I call it Twitter. And there seems to be this belief amongst sports fans that, like, you're not a real fan unless you're always positive about your team. Like, you can't ever criticize them. Like, I don't know where that came from, but we're going to criticize the team a little bit now. I'm a little mad about the loss because I think the narrative is like, oh, you know, Nebraska was close again against a good team. And they were. They played well. But this is year three. And, like, at what point do we say, like, we have to start winning these games? It can't be good enough to just be close against Michigan. Because guess what? Scott Frost was close against Michigan. And that was, what, 4 or 5 years ago? So, again, at what point do we say, like, we have to start winning these games? Because what was frustrating for me was Michigan didn't have their head coach. They went 7-5 last year. They had a freshman quarterback. He turned 18, like, a couple weeks ago. And you're at home. And you lose this game. Like, are we allowed to be mad that, you know, you can't seem to win these games? It's not like Michigan is going to win a national championship. They're not that much better than you to where it's okay to be close against this team. Do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, kind of just to repeat what you said. Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with what you read on Reddit or Twitter or whatever you just said. I think that it's a little frustrating in the fact that I saw this post the other day and it was like Nebraska's one of the, like, the sixth highest or fifth highest, I forget, longest losing streak versus top 25 opponents. And that's brutal. Last time they beat an opponent that was ranked was 2016. Think about that, 2016. And it was against Oregon. I don't even remember that game. That's how bad it's been. But I do think they can get a ranked win. They have a couple, they'll probably have a couple more ranked opponents on their schedule. I will say they play USC. I think they'll be ranked. Maybe a couple other teams, Maryland, like you mentioned earlier. But Penn State, I definitely feel better about Penn State now than I did earlier in the season. Not saying that I'm not predicting them to lose, but, like, there's just a little bit more slight positivity. I'm like, oh, like, maybe we do have a chance. I don't know how you feel about that. I know it is in at Penn State, but there's just a slight more positivity about that game later on in the year.
Yeah, they haven't looked as dominant as we would have guessed because they're saying that this Penn State team could be their best team ever and, like, they should be the front runners for the national championship. And they haven't looked as dominant as we would have thought. So I do feel the same way. I don't think they're going to beat Penn State. My prediction is yet another close loss. But actually, so Maryland might be ranked because they're undefeated. They face Wisconsin next week, I think. So they should be undefeated. If they're undefeated, Nebraska will play them as a ranked team. And then also USC, like you said, Iowa has a pretty easy schedule. So depending on how they do, they might be ranked. So few more chances this year for ranked wins.
I think that Maryland, depending on how they do this week, I definitely think we're better than them. We should beat them. There's no situation where I don't see us beating them. But we do play Michigan State first. They played actually pretty well against USC for a little bit of the game. I don't know if you're watching that. They did play pretty well. But I think Maryland will be ranked. And let's just be honest, Notre Dame shouldn't be ranked.
No, they're, well, I guess they're 1-2 now, right? Not 0-2 anymore?
No, 0-2 team since like 1950 has been ranked. Ever. Since, or not ever, but since 1950. That shows you.
Yeah. Also, I think they shouldn't have a preseason poll. They should just do it after week one because it's too much bias with the preseason poll.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because, yeah, you have teams that are supposed to be pretty good that fall. Alabama, they were ranked like 7th or something like that. Now they're like 21st. And so there's teams like that. Yeah, there's just too much on the line, and there's too much hype. I kind of agree with you in terms of the poll shouldn't be until at least after week one.
And then getting back to more of my negativity, Michigan came in here and they pushed you around on the offensive and defensive lines. Like, they hit that great Hail Mary at the end of the half. But then Michigan's coach, I saw after the game, he was like, yeah, I told the guys that, you know, even though we gave up that and it was tied, we were killing them on the offensive line and defensive line. So, like, not to worry about it. And he was right. Like, why are we getting pushed around on both sides of the line? Like I said, Michigan is not that much better than you to where they should just be dominating you, especially the offensive line. I thought was a strength for Nebraska coming into the season. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what is going on? That, I forget his name, the defensive end with dreads. I forget what his name is.
Oh, yeah, he killed us.
He was in the backfield every play. I mean, I respect him. He's a great player. But every play, he was in the backfield. Like, God, what is even going on? And I even saw against a couple double teams, he was in the backfield.
Yeah, that was pretty frustrating. It seemed like there's so many times where Royola stepped back to throw, and as soon as he hit his back foot, the guy was in his face or someone's about to sack him, and he's running for his life. Same thing with the defensive line. They could not stop the run to save their life. They couldn't really generate any pressure. And like the times they do, I felt like Underwood was able to escape and find some route or at least give his teammate a possibility to make a play. And so I do think that it has to improve. I hope it's not as bad as it was this game. I just hope it was like kind of like a fluky game. But at the end of the day, missed field goals, all that stuff, the game was won and lost. Line of scrimmage, we got dominated. There's nothing left to say other than we just got dominated and we have to be better at both sides of the line.
Yeah, and then the last negative thing I wanted to say was, it goes back to last season, kind of the ranked wins we're talking about. Against Illinois, against who was ranked, Ohio State, USC, Iowa, and now Michigan. There were drives where Nebraska would either take the lead or tie the game in the second half or the fourth quarter. And immediately after, the defense would give up a huge touchdown. Like, not even a long drive, like a big play touchdown to just completely get rid of all the momentum they had before.
Yep.
And it happened so many times the last 2 years. Happened, like I said, against Ohio State when they had the lead in the fourth quarter. Michigan this week, USC, like when you score to take momentum back, whether you have the lead or the game is tied, you cannot let them score so quickly. And they had the ball. What was it? So Nebraska got it within 3 yesterday, and then they had 2 timeouts with like 2 minutes left, and they could not stop them on like 3rd and long a couple times.
Yeah, that was a drive killer. I think we did a terrible job of that. Even if it's like a field goal or making them work, we gave up too many big plays right after we scored a touchdown. Like we had that crazy play at halftime, and I think we stopped them on the first possession of the second half. And I know it wasn't right away, but like we get the ball back and we go 3 and out. Like that can't happen. Like we had a chance to take the lead or something like that. Like we had to.
I think the point, moral of the story is, whether it's what you were talking about, we just have to take advantage of like the momentum and not let the momentum the other team have like kill us and dominate. So I think we just have to do a better job of using momentum and keeping going and stopping the momentum.
When they hit that Hail Mary, I was like, they're going to win this game.
Oh, I thought so too. I thought so too. I was like, wow, this feels different. This feels different. Nope.
The last thing I'll say before we get into the last topic is, like, getting back to kind of my positive outlook. Like, I think the good news is Matt Rhule's recruiting and like who they have in their building. Like, they have the dogs to compete with Michigan. Maybe Michigan has an advantage, but they have the players to compete with almost everyone in the Big Ten. It might be an uphill battle against like Oregon and teams like that, but there's not that big of a gap. And hopefully Rhule keeps building, and then in a couple more seasons that gap continues to close, because they've been able to recruit in the top 20 and they haven't had a lot of wins to show for. So once they start getting wins, I'm hoping they can recruit even better, and then we can really compete. I don't think either of us thought this was going to be a college football playoff season. But getting into the last topic, did this loss change how you feel about the outlook for the whole season?
No, I'm right on par with our season. It might be different for you. I was really hoping that they would beat Michigan, but I still think I'm on pace for a good season. I think 9-3, I don't think that's a bad season at all. I think that's a successful season, especially if they go on to win the bowl game. I don't see how you can be mad about that. And I think if it's 9-3 year, Ryle will probably stay, and we can hopefully recruit some good guys this season from the transfer portal and just the new upcoming class to help us get over that hump and beat these teams.
Yeah, part of why I'm optimistic is I saw earlier this week that their recruiting class for next year is third in the country, which is normally, that's like Alabama, Ohio State territory. So like, they clearly know what they're doing. Like, they're not one of these teams like Purdue, you know, like they still have the name brand to, I think they're never going to be Ohio State, but I think they can be in that like top 10 or 15.
Yeah, especially with the expanded playoffs, like, why not? Why can't they not make the playoffs, make me make a run, maybe upset a team? I definitely think I'm still optimistic about this season. It's only, what, week four? They have a bye week. They have a chance to reset, go play Michigan State, hopefully dominate that game. So, use that momentum.
Yeah, I mean, you were right. I'll give you credit. So you predicted them to lose to Michigan. I thought they would win. I don't know if you remember when we did the preview, we both said like 9 wins is kind of that number. Both of us said like 8-4 is okay. It's kind of like the bare minimum that we'd feel like this season was a success. But I still think they can get to 8-4. But this next 4-game stretch is the most important game stretch of the season. They got Michigan State, then Maryland, and then Minnesota, and then Northwestern. Like, they should be at worst 3-1 coming out of that, and we'll all feel good. I still think this is a good team, but they're not in that top tier of the Big Ten yet. I think they're in that second tier where they're still learning. They still got to beat like all the, you know, the Maryland on their schedule, who's good, Northwestern, UCLA. They got to beat those teams and then maybe break even with like, you know, USC, like you were talking about. So I still think they can have a special season. It was never about this year. It was more about the future that we think they can really compete at the top of the conference.
Yeah, it was just, this is like the start of that. Hopefully, like, we're seeing this to see the change. And I still think we are, especially with Raiola's development. So I'm still looking forward to the rest of the season. I'm still going to be engaged. I haven't given up on the year yet. That'd be foolish to do. So
yeah. And then this last thing I'll say was like, this was the first season where we had expectations beyond just making a bowl game. Like, I think we all wanted them to get to a slightly better bowl game, you know, other than just like the Pinstripe Bowl for going 6-6. So that's where the goal is at. They can still hit it, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, me too.
If you like this, please give us a follow, and we will be back with more content very soon.